I'm going to check in with Patrick Flaherty, member of the Plymouth Board of Selectmen, who is deciding he's not going to run for re-election in May. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Christine. Thanks for having me on here.
You know, you've been such an enthusiastic member of the Select Board in Plymouth. I was surprised to hear that you decided you're not going to run for another term.
Yeah, I mean, this was not an easy decision. I really enjoy serving the town, but on my personal side, my wife and I were just so happy we had a son 5 months ago, which changes things a little bit in someone's life. And then the work professional side of things is just, you know, becoming more and more demanding. So I just knew in the next 3 years something would have to give, and I made that decision that I, you know, had to focus on my family and my work at this time. But still looking forward to working with all the folks in Plymouth and a lot of groups I still really, really care about. I'll still be around, but being a member of the Select Board, it is a real, real time commitment to do it the right way. And, you know, that was the tough decision.
Well, you know, there has been quite a bit of attention, especially here from our WATD Plymouth correspondents, Charles Mathewson and Bobby Clark on Plymouth, on the board of the Select Board in Plymouth, about the whole, the whole process of Melissa Origi leaving and a new town manager coming on, and some question about the procedures, behind-the-scenes things. Did this have anything to do with your decision about not seeking re-election?
You know, it's definitely been a distraction from the work that we know we want to get done. But, you know, really, I think that's sort of like a lesser part of it. I know that, you know, through this whole time with that issue, I just wanted to sort of voice my position, voice where I was coming from. And, you know, I think I tried to do that. But ultimately, the board decided to move in a certain direction as a body. And, you know, here we are, and, you know, we have a new town manager who's coming in, and I think that's probably the most important thing right now, is to make sure that town manager is successful, because Plymouth going to be successful if that town manager is successful. So that's, you know, definitely a difficult transition so far up to that, but I, you know, I'm hopeful that the new town manager can do a good job for Plymouth.
Will you be supporting anyone else that's going to be running for that seat, or will you think maybe in the future you might run again?
Oh, you know, I don't know right now. I actually got the little guy looking at me. I got, you know, the work looking at me right now. I'm just happy to know that I'll be able to focus on those things that are just so important for my family right now. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, that is Patrick Flaherty, a current member of the Plymouth Select Board, deciding he is not going to seek re-election in the May elections. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back with more after this.